This cross, called Kruciaga, the place of the cross, is the most beautiful of our town. Dating from 1522, it is a late Gothic style with a certain Plateresque influence. It is topped by a cross with six points, which are rounded off with trefoils, and on one side of which piety is represented, and on the other, Christ crucified. I have already told you that these crosses acted as boundary stones to separate neighbourhoods and roads, but there are those who say, and I like this one, that they acted as places for warding off witches. Remember that this is a land famous for witchcraft. In 1500, 13 women and a man were burnt alive in the square in the neighbouring town of Durango. That event must have caused great impact amongst the credulous and superstitious population of the region, and perhaps was the reason why this type of cross proliferated. Who knows? But let's continue with our brief history. After a century of economic recession, the situation improved at the beginning of the 19th century, largely influenced by the creation of the Bath Spa resorts, which became fashionable at the time amongst the well-off middle classes. In Elodie, there were five springs with sulphurous and ferrous waters, which were used to open the spas. In 1826, Juan Ramón de Oquizu ordered the construction of the Bellerin Baths on the other side of the cross, where the Bethsaida Company is located today. Our bath spas became well known, attracting large numbers of visitors, who apart from bringing income with them, also brought their cameras. Thanks to one of these, we have the first known snapshots of Elorrio.